up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know I mean she looks.
And we have the opportunity now to visit with the Stanton Community School District and Mr. John Mr. Manquist, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you're virtual today.
I have
Mr. Manquist with
yes.
me. It's virtual.
Yes, it'll be good. Hopefully everybody received an email from the school yesterday, from their teachers as well. I know middle school, high school students,
yep,
they need to be checking their email and their Google Classroom. All K-5 should have a packet of work to do today.
Yeah.
They need to make sure all their assignments, this is what Mrs. Elwood told me, they need to be finished and turned in before Tuesday when school starts,
okay,
to be counted present. If not, they will be absent.
I'm sure that they're probably getting up early this morning and working on those to get it done. So
absolutely.
So they can enjoy the day today. I'm just sure that's what's going on.
I don't even know if some of them will be up before noon today. So,
so there you go.
Yes.
Are activities on a schedule?
So currently right now, practices for basketball, the high school end,
mm-hmm,
are still on as planned.
Yeah.
But they need to check their emails, their texts.
Keep an eye
on
their
school and their coaches. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I know there are a number of schools that are virtual activities or proceeding, but still it's kind of like,
pay attention.
Check,
yeah.
Because
yeah,
it could change. So, all right. Mr. Manquist, tell me the roles you occupy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, tell me. So you're a third-grade teacher.
Third-grade teacher. Yeah, that's the fun. Well, I guess they're all fun.
Yeah.
Right now, junior high girls basketball coach.
Uh-huh.
And then large group speech coach.
Yep.
So then I'll eventually turn into individual speech. We're gearing up for all-school play, so stay tuned for that. Then eventually it'll be high school girls track.
Mm-hmm.
Then high school girls softball, high school girls volleyball. I'm sure there's more.
You're a busy guy.
Yes. It's fun, though. Yeah. I enjoy it. I get to see the littles of little up to our seniors.
You bet.
So,
all right. So let's talk about some of the things that are going on. Again, you're here, but you do have a virtual learning day.
Correct.
For
yes.
School,
they do not want students at school.
Right.
I know they did cancel our weight session for this morning.
Okay.
So that's the only thing right now that I know has changed. So.
Well, they went again.
They went virtual too, yeah.
I'm sure that so they're probably doing their homework for the day
That's
as well.
Yeah.
Okay. What would Mrs. Elwood want us to be aware of? Mr.
Yes.
Manquist?
So the big thing here from Mrs. Elwood, middle school and high school midterm grade check is Friday, February the 6th. So that's coming up.
Yep.
And what's really good is both students and parents can check and monitor grades using our JMC. And if you have any questions or it doesn't seem to log in, you can contact the school. And it's really important if a student has a question or parents have a question, reach out to that child's teacher. It just really, really helps so that way kids can make the most progress and stay eligible for extracurricular activities.
Okay. All right, teammates. Talk to me a little bit about teammates.
So January is National Mentoring Month. We want to thank all of our community members who volunteer through our teammates program. And then coming up here at some of our basketball games, so January the 27th, the 29th, and the 30th, teammates will be selling Omo's Famous Popcorn. And all of that supports our local teammates program. And it's just great because we have adult volunteers who work one-on-one each week with students. It's just great building confidence, just having that bond, a solid connection. And if you are interested in helping out, you can either contact Mrs. McDonald or Mrs. Elwood at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're just even curious what Teammates is,
yep,
you can check out teammates.org, and it's a great website. Just an awesome program to see those connections for the students, but also for the community members, building great relationships as well.
It's a good program, Mr. Manquist. It really is.
Yes.
So there you go. 712-829-2162. Call. Or just like you say, go to teammates.org. Start asking questions.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Touch me a little bit about the girls' basketball program. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I get the opportunity to coach these girls. There are 10 of them on the team this year. Fun, lively, very chatty group this year, more so than other years. But we're about midway through our season. So far, we've played Lenox, Griswold, Fremont Mills, Essex, Red Oak, and East Union. And they're a fun group to watch. Strong defense. We try our best to have some quick offense. But I've really enjoyed, especially our last game at East Union. They're playing unselfishly. They stay focused. And they're just enjoying.
That's good.
They're enjoying basketball, but I think just being together mm-hmm. as a group. So I know next week we've got a couple of games that they're raring to go. So, yeah.
Girls basketball is one that, in particular, Mr. Manquist, you look across the, just generally speaking, across, well, the state, and girls basketball numbers are low.
Very low,
so
yes.
I'd like to hope all those girls keep going out.
I sure
out,
hope so, yeah.
And grab a friend or two.
That's what, of course,
and,
yes.
And go play basketball.
Yeah. Absolutely. A little more running than some of the other sports, yeah.
But yeah. It's a good game.
Yep.
Let's talk about the Little Dance and Cheer Camp.
Yes, so coming up Friday, January the 30th, all the Stanton Little Dance and Cheer Camp kids, they will be performing, and this will be during the halftime of our high school boys game. They would like all of the little campers to be at the gym by 7 p.m. Then they will meet at the Viking Center, go over their little routines and cheers, and then walk over to the high school to perform. If possible, they want you to wear your camp t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions, you can reach out to Jana McCunn, 712-789-0145. So that's always, always fun. They're excited. The high school kids cheer them on as well. So it's a great evening.
Very good. One of the things I really like is National Honor Society. There's a National Honor Society induction that's coming up soon.
Correct. So that will be Wednesday, January the 28th. It'll be 10 a.m. in the high school gym. And we allow all of our high school students to go watch, our middle school students, so they can see the importance, the value. They talk a lot about the traits and characteristics of the students and what they will be doing not only for our school, but for the community.
You betcha. Okay. Something you know a little bit about, Mr. Manquist, the District Large Group Speech Contest.
Yes, so currently we are going to Mount Air High School, and the start time was going to be 8 a.m. They have already bumped that back for a 2 hour.
This is tomorrow, right?
This is tomorrow, yes.
The
24th.
Yeah.
However, make sure you are checking your emails, the school Facebook,
KCSI.
Things. Yeah, KCSI.
Yeah.
Everything could be changing, but right now the plan is we will be competing. We don't compete under Stan High School. They keep it kind of anonymous. So our school code is 907. We have 2 short films and 2 radio broadcasting groups. And the big thing for speech contest, and this is for any school that might be going, if you are a spectator, show up at least 30, sometimes 45 minutes early, because the centers might run ahead, especially tomorrow. Schools might be showing up late. They might not be there at all. It's just always good to be a little bit early.
Yeah.
So you can see your students perform. We will be competing in Center 4, which is room 119, and we'll be there all day, which is nice for us.
Yeah.
Our first group is a short film, and it's Reese King and Hannah Gibbs, The Great Unknown, Phantom Tax. It's a very comedic visual performance, and they will be starting at 8:20. So it's if you know the two of them, they're a great duo, very, very funny. Then at 11, our next short film group, which would be Grant Spencer, Eric Kutzley, Addie Spencer, and Elizabeth Kutzley, they're going to showcase theirs. It's a mix of like sock puppets and chess boxing. Very creative. It's hard to explain. Both of those short films are hard to explain. But there's so much originality, collaborative process. I mean, these kids are doing things I would never even think of doing. And their computer skills just are so impressive.
Yeah.
They'll tell me what they're doing and how it works, and I'm too old to understand. So they're always teaching me. But those would be our two short films.
So now the first one starts at what time?
So the first one would be 10:20.
Okay, because it's 2 hours.
2 hours late. Yep. So different. And then the second one would be at 11 a.m.
So 10:20 and 11 a.m.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Then we shift to our radio groups. And our first one then would be at 12.
Okay.
That's Nolan Case, Cooper Dreyer, Jaden Snow, Kennedy Stites, Tristan Elwood, Corinne Hoff, and Adriana Valdez. And they are presenting WAI-FM. They're very, very solid with their teamwork, working on clear communication. And once again, very, very creative. It's all about artificial intelligence.
Ah.
So a very neat group topic that they decided. And then our final group would be at 2:10. And that group is Addie Gettler, Addie Peterson, Addison Jones, Piper French, Cooper Stevens, Lauren Roberts, and Quinn McDonald. And theirs is WGRV. And this is kind of more of like horror, thriller, eerie stories. So another neat take as well. But really great preparation. The groups are a nice mix of freshmen up to the upperclassmen. They're, again, a nice mix of students who might be more sports-orientated, working with our fine arts kids. I really enjoy the mix of kids. They work well together. And it's just neat to see their personalities come out.
And how many students do you have?
So this year we have 20.
Very cool.
So more than kind of our average, which
That's good.
Great. Yeah.
But it starts 2 hours late. It's in Mount Air.
Mount Air, yes.
But keep an eye because that's subject to change with weather.
Yes, correct.
Yep. Weather pending.
So we'll see what plays out. Big one, probably the snow as well.
Snow, what happens there.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have control over any of that. So.
Mr. John Mank was with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District. Anything else for large groups? How long have you been working on these programs?
Oh, boy.
A while?
A while, and then my unpaid assistant is my mother, so she, I'm kind of I try to keep it happy and upbeat, and then if we need any serious things, I'll pass notes to my mom, and she has a more tactful way, probably.
Gotcha.
Yes.
The Bible Club. What's going on with the Bible Club?
Yes, so it's outstanding. Really high numbers, great group of kids. We've got high school helpers, community volunteers. It's awesome this year. But there are just a few changes in some of the dates. So the big one is January 28th, there will not be Bible Club. So make sure your student, but also your child's teacher know what the plan is for that day. And then also February the 4th, they're going to switch, and there will be Bible Club that day.
Okay.
So make sure the 28th, no Bible Club, but February the 4th, there will be Bible Club.
What ages are involved in Bible Club?
Oh, boy. I think it's kindergarten up to fifth, maybe, or upper elementary.
Okay.
So, and then I know some middle school kids help out, high school kids help out, and then just great community.
Like,
that's the best part. Some of my former teachers are helping, so it's great to hear my students talk about. They're like, "Yeah, Mrs. Mead was helping us the other day." I was like, "Oh, my fourth grade teacher." So it's great to still know there's that involvement with the youth. And once again, just building solid connections. Kids are known. It's just
that's cool.
A fun environment.
You bet.
But some of the kids are forgetting coats, hats, gloves at Bible Club.
Uh-oh.
So then they try to bring them back to school, but there's always a missing gloves somewhere. So just make sure your kids are taking their cold weather gear.
Especially now, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, definitely now. Okay. That's what I sent home, like 3 sweatshirts with a kid just yesterday. Locker was filling up.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. So no Bible Club on the 28th. There will be Bible Club on the February 4th.
Right. Correct, yes.
Very cool.
That's a big one.
All right, Mr. Manquist, talk to me about the students of the week.
Yes, well, in our elementary, it was actually his birthday this week, so I got to enjoy some yummy cupcakes, had some blue sprinkles.
Mm.
It was fun. So Hudson Ward is our elementary student of the week. He listens carefully to his teachers, follows directions, completes his work, and just has great effort and care. Always positive. Whenever I see him, he's smiling, tries new things, and feels proud of doing his best every day. So if you see Hudson, let him know he's just doing a great, great job.
Very good.
Then in our middle school, high school side, Logan Hoff, there again, whenever I see him, always smiling, happy. How's it going, Mr. Manquist? So Logan constantly greets others, shows respect. He works hard, excellent leader in the classroom, and does just a great job following all of our Viking values and modeling that for other students. So they're fun group, neat set of kids.
Congratulations to those students.
Yes.
Students of the week.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about the pink out first.
Okay, perfect.
Tell me about the pink out.
Yes, so that is coming up in our FCCLA and Mrs. Burton. They are the ones in charge. So if there are any questions before the pink out or even during, see an FCCLA member or Mrs. Burton. So the big thing to remember, mark it on your calendars, January the 27th. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be here before you know it. There are pink out t-shirts available, but there's a very limited amount. So if you are interested, you can email Mrs. Burton at lburton@stantonschools.com. They are $15 each, and they're actually available today, but they aren't available today because nobody will be at school. So if you're curious, send an email to Mrs. Burton. She's great getting back with her email if you're interested. In a t-shirt, once again, $15 each, but just a small amount of them.
Okay.
So to start the evening off at 4 p.m., the junior high girls, we will be playing against the Sydney Cowgirls. And then following that game, starting at 6 p.m., the varsity girls will tip off. And following the varsity girls action will be our varsity boys basketball.
Okay.
The good thing, especially if you're somebody like me who's not super interested in cooking supper, at 5 p.m. will be the spaghetti meal, and that is a free will donation. But there's still a lot of activities going on. So at the halftime of the varsity games, it is the chuck a duck, and each duck is $2. So halftime of the varsity games, they'll do the chuck a duck, and that's $2 a duck. And then during the timeout of the varsity games will be the spare change challenge.
There you go.
So bring a few bucks if you've got extra change in your car, wherever it might be. Make sure you're ready for our pink out, January the 27th. Starts at 4, eat your supper at 5, get ready for high school action at 6, throw a duck, put some change. It's a very nice fundraiser. We have great community support. The visiting team always helps as well. So just a very nice job. Mrs. Burton and those SCCLA students plan. They make it go off smoothly. And just a nice evening.
You betcha. So grab your change. Everybody's got that change
bucket. Yeah, that's what I was, an old coffee can. Yeah. I don't even know if they're coffee, the metal ones.
Yeah. So grab some change and participate. There you go. And that's January 27th.
John, that's correct, yes.
John Mank was with me, third grade teacher, among other things.
I'm hoping part-time comedian, but there you my students say you are not funny.
No, that's
so,
not.
So, yeah.
Let's talk about the FFA toy show.
Yes. So, Mrs. Brooke, there again, our FFA advisor, just does a great job with our students. They've got a big event coming up as well, which will be Saturday, and that'll be January the 31st. And this is their 15th annual FFA toy show. So 15 years, that's awesome that they're continuing this.
Yeah.
It'll be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that'll be in Red Oak at the White 4-H Exhibit Building. So Saturday the 31st, Red Oak 4-H Exhibit Building, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5. And if you are 10 and under, you are free. So the funds that are raised through admission go to support the Stanton FFA chapter. And then they'll have a ton of vendors. Mm-hmm. It's just very, very neat.
The toy show. See.
Yeah. And if you still have any questions, you can reach out to Mrs. Brooke at the school, 712-829-2162, or you can email her at abrooke@stanschools.com. But once again, those FFA kids, they set up early, they're present during their day, they're smiling, helpful. So if you're interested in looking at some toys, check that out, January the 31st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in Red Oak at the Red Oak 4-H Exhibit Building.
And there are toys of all kinds, right? From collectibles to just...
You name it, it will be there.
There you go. All right, cool. So a lot of people are really into collectible-type toys. That's a kind of a big deal for some people. So
big hobby.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have not gotten into it. I think all my toys either are broken or broke something in the house. So the rule now...
Those two probably related. So,
especially with... I have a three-year-old nephew... Almost four now. He can play with all the toys, balls in the house, but I'm still not allowed to play with them. So, I broke broke at least one or two windows.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. So
that's funny. Okay. Let's talk about some, again, John Mank was with me this morning. Let's talk about activities. What do we have going on there?
Yes. So today, the big thing, virtual learning. But if you are an elementary student, your teacher sent home paper packets to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school, high school, all the assignments are posted in Google Classroom, but they also need to be checking their emails as well. As of now, weight room is closed for this morning, but potentially the afternoon activities are still on as planned. Pay attention to emails, information from your coaches. Saturday, right now, district large group speech at Mount Air is a two-hour late start. So all that will begin at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the corner conference, both boys and girls, has been moved to Saturday night. But once again, make sure you are checking the Stanton Facebook page, emails, KCSI, the coffee group, whoever. You get your local news, news from, if there are any changes. And then high school girls wrestling as of now, 10 o'clock at Atlantic. So especially for Friday and Saturday, really take a look for any changes that might take place.
You betcha.
We want our students to stay warm, safe. We don't need any risks.
Yep.
Then Monday, the girls bowling will be here at Red Oak, and they will start at 12:30. So that'll be exciting. And then 5:30, the high school girls wrestling is also here in Red Oak. So if you haven't gotten a chance to watch bowling or the high school girls,
there you go.
You're in luck. It's at Red Oak. Very, very exciting to go cheer them on and see the hard work they've been working. Tuesday, that'll be the Pink Out in Stanton. So starting 4 o'clock, junior high girls, that'll be against Sydney. And then 6 o'clock, varsity girls will start, followed by the varsity boys. That'll be against Sydney. And then 4 o'clock, our junior high boys wrestling will travel to Clarinda.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, 10 o'clock, National Honor Society induction at the high school gym. That'll be for our middle school students, high school students, open to parents, community members. Always a very nice ceremony. Thursday, 6 o'clock, varsity boys and girls basketball will be against CAM, and that'll be in Stanton. And then Friday, before you know it, week from today.
It'll be here soon.
Yeah. 4 o'clock, junior high girls, we will be playing East Mills. And 6 o'clock, varsity boys and girls basketball will be at Stanton against East Mills. 4 o'clock, junior high boys will travel to Griswold. And 4 o'clock, the high school girls wrestling regionals. And I think what's exciting, they will be here at Red Oak.
Mm-hmm.
So a home meet for them.
Go watch those folks compete. It's pretty impressive. It's impressive to watch them compete if you can.
Last year was my first year watching wrestling, and I'd never seen so many bloody nose like take place.
It's just blood timeout.
The cheerleading is so impressive. The slap in the mats, and it's loud, yeah.
And the parents get into it, and the fans are yelling, and it's just intense.
And those coaches, trying to think, is it Mr. Podliska? Yeah.
Coach Podliska?
He's got those cool, like, tiger pants. And he's like right there, and the kids are, if you have not seen a wrestling match, it is, I don't even know how to compare it to anything else. It's exciting. Multiple mats are going on, so you're trying to watch, and then you have those young kids hitting the officials with the towels, and it's great.
And if you've never been, that's intentional too.
Yes, yes. The first time I was like, why are these kids just hitting? So, yeah, I was definitely exposed to the world of high school wrestling.
Yeah.
Those kids, it's quite the bout because it's short time.
So
but they're
physical.
Shooting the legs and kids are getting flipped. And
yeah.
Oh, It's awesome. I would not want to participate. they're having fun. They are having a blast.
It's pretty remarkable. Yeah.
And the bowling too. I think if I could compete with the bumpers, I would have been interested in high school bowling, but they don't.
You gotta really bowl.
Yeah. It's fun though.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. What's the rest of your day hold today? Well, you're kind of, it's kind of,
yeah,
your schedule has changed.
It has changed. So probably enjoy maybe two cups of warm coffee.
There you go.
It won't get cold. And then I'll be getting ready for Sunday service at Maple Grove Church.
Okay.
So
cool.
Yep. So it'll be fun.
Good deal.
Probably FaceTime my little niece and nephew here this morning. So they're very entertaining as well.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right. Very good. And available to any questions that may come
up
for your students.
So the good thing is if you're an elementary student, they have paper packets. But if you're a babysitter, parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, you can email your teachers any questions, and we are definitely available. Same thing on the middle school, high school side. You can email the teachers if there are any questions on that side. But, yeah, I'll be double-checking all of our technology so it's ready to go for tomorrow's contest and hopefully staying warm
there you
today.
Go. Yeah. Well, enjoy a nice hot cup of coffee, Mr.
Yes.
Rankers.
Oh, I'm so excited.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it very
much.
Thank
you. We always appreciate it. And make sure, stay tuned to our school's Facebook, emails, and also KCSI.
Thank you. Very good. Make it a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
John Manko's with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.